Hi, everyone, and welcome to a special broadcast of The Neil Haley Show and Freedom from Addiction here on Libsyn and all on syndicated platforms. And always excited to get truth just below the surface. We have a very, very special guest again that is going to release some really important information on aspartame. And so I'm first excited to welcome the program my host of this segment and really somebody who brings tremendous value, truth just below the surface, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? And we have another great program today.
Right. We've got the world's expert on the topic today, and it's the third in a series that she's doing with us to expose the problems associated with aspartame to as many people around the world as possible. And we will be telling you later in the program how you can get a free copy of her white paper report. And I urge everybody to get it. This is Dr. Betty Martini. And she's been at this for, I guess, 30 years. At any rate, she does a wonderful job. Betty, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing just wonderful, Wynn. Good to be back with you. And I hope all the guests will know that this is Aspartame Awareness Month and they'll all get involved and at least save a life a day.
Well, you have one of the most impressive websites that I've been to with so many articles and scientific-based studies. People can know the extent of the problem by going over to your website. And what is that website, Betty?
It's www.mpwhi.com. And for anyone listening that doesn't have a pen, just remember it's the initials of Mission Possible World Health International.
Okay. Mission Possible World Health International.com. But use the first letter of the words. Right?
Yes. www.mpwhi.com.
Right. Okay, so you sent me a 10-page document yesterday, which I have read. The title of your document is Mothers Using Aspartame in Pregnancy and Autism Epidemic. And we're going to talk about that, but we're also going to talk about some other things in this document that you sent me. I'd like to start off by talking about Dr. James Bowden's paper, Aspartame Murders Infants. So give us a kind of a concise idea of what that was about.
Well, first of all, it gave the different toxic mechanisms. For instance, lupus is absolutely off the board of being epidemic. And he explains about autoimmune disease and how the formaldehyde turns, back on itself. And it just destroys the body. And it does it, and also other autoimmune diseases. And basically, it's telling you that it will kill an infant. And there's several aspects in fertility. I mean, it lowers the sperm in men. If a man was to drink an aspartame product before he made love to his wife, that even the man can cause birth defects in his own child. So it's just from every single aspect. And smoking, for instance, has methanol in it. And so that's why they have signs telling women not to use alcohol during pregnancy. But in the case of aspartame, as he explains, we're talking about something worse than alcohol. We're talking about methanol and it being free because ethanol is the antidote for methanol poisoning. So if you eat an orange, it's got ethanol in it, and the methanol doesn't affect you at all. And then but as far as women drinking it, it's just destroying the baby. So first you have the fact that it's an endocrine disrupting drug, and it stimulates prolactin and changes the menses and causes infertility. You get off of it, you usually miscarry. If you carry the baby, it can be born with autism, or it can be born with the neural tube birth defects, spina bifida. And then when Dr. Woodrow Monte investigated and didn't see it go up, they added the women who had aborted their babies because of it. And so it went sky high in infantile Sweden. They did a study, and there was a 140% increase of autism in an 8-year period. So when somebody at MIT says one out of two babies by 2025 will be born autistic, you can understand it. Now, there are other things like that weed killer that can also cause it.
Betty, I'd like to get back to back to the document. And you said, and this surprises me, that in addition to all the other things we're going to be talking about, you said aspartame ruins female sexual response and induces male sexual dysfunction. Is that backed up by any science?
Well, all the doctors know it, and Dr. Bowen particularly wrote about it. He says it completely destroys the family. And here's an interesting aspect. As a woman who had a very large radio show, one day says, for some reason, I simply don't care about sex. And she said, millions of people heard me, and I was overwhelmed by the male, because all these females said, for some reason, I have no interest in sex. And then, you got the same problem with men. So it destroys the whole family as it comes to fertility. She was on a very large TV show and said that, and kept getting letters from women everywhere wondering why they had no interest. So, when you get married, the intimacy and the closeness means a lot in marriage. And if you just don't care, and the only way to get pregnant, if you want a family and children, is that both of you have to be off of it. It also lowers the sperm in men, so you don't have a chance.
So to drill down on that point, Betty, if you're a woman and you're having low sex drive, or if you're a man and you're having erectile problems and everything, your best advice is find out what aspartame product you're using, and at least for 3 months, stop it and see what it does. Is that right?
Yes, we tell them to take the 2-week no aspartame test, and it is amazing how many, when we put out brochures to that effect, how many people walked out of wheelchairs one after the other, some of them having been in wheelchairs for years, who could automatically walk, and it hardens the synovial fluids. And so people that had, for instance, fibromyalgia, they said, I've had it for years. Took this 60-day no aspartame test. He said, actually, in a week, I could walk.
That's so cool.
The largest website is www.dorway.com, stands for David Oliver Reitz, who lost his life. However, they hacked it down about 50 times, so it's on my website. If you go to that website, it will refer you over to mine. It's so large that it takes a while to open it, and it has all the FDA records on it showing that they knew from the beginning that it was a poison. And if you go to the web and put in aspartame and autism, like I sent you a copy of it, it's the last chapter in Dr. Monty's book, and in there he even tells you how he was exposing all this, especially in birth defects, and they blew up his house, if you noticed, in there. And he also explained the fact that the FDA made a deal with G.D. Searle to seal the teratology studies, and it took me 8 years to find them. And they don't even have the concern to put a pregnancy warning. And one article says that when all these autistic children get out of school, there are not enough caretakers to take care of these people. And so one of the worst reports I saw was that a woman was married to two different men and used Diet Coke through three pregnancies and has three autistic children.
Yeah. Okay, Betty, so.
Okay, yeah, so I wanted to jump real quick on the question. When you talk about all these different things, now let's just say they decide, I'm going to cut Diet Pop out, okay? I'm going to take Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, whatever diet product I cut out. And we're still not seeing any changes. How do we figure out other things that have this drug in them? That's the challenge, because sometimes I'm sure you've worked with clients that see, you know, okay, I cut Diet Pop out, Betty, I'm still having erectile dysfunction. I'm still having trouble conceiving. What do we do? Should we write down our diet every day and then check all the labels to make sure that there's not other products containing it?
Absolutely. I worked with an allergist for many years, and basically that's the test that they do. They make you take every product that you're using out, and then if your symptoms go away, they know that's the culprit. They add it back in, and then all of a sudden you have the symptoms again. They know that's the culprit. The biggest two humongous problems we have now is the fact that it's is the addiction, and the fact that it's in drugs unlabeled. So when they're trying to take things out of their diet, and maybe it takes longer, or that some of them didn't go away, it's because when you've got it in 14,000 foods, and that's a small number, I'm sure that it's in more than that. So when you're doing that, and the fact that it's an adjuvant, and you may simply be taking a flu shot or something, well, it interacts with all vaccines. So you have to go one by one with everything you're using. And sometimes, like in my case, I looked at the package, contained sucrose, sugar, and then found out later that it had aspartame in it because it was unlabeled. So people won't know to eliminate these products because they don't know it's in them. It is absolutely emphatically against the law because it requires a PKU warning for phenylketonurics. And the FDA has put out a notice in friendliness. You know, usually the drug companies, you know, were an adversary, but in friendliness, we're helping to grow the aspartame industry. And they're wizards at keeping things from you. I used to go to Google every day and pick up the new articles. If you go to Google and put in aspartame today, all you see is a bunch of articles about how you can get a report on aspartame, and they cost you thousands of dollars. But all of a sudden, the aspartame articles are not appearing on Google anymore.
Hey, so Betty, Let me get back to my questions. And what you said about alcohol, I want to clarify. Aspartame has methanol, which is a byproduct of its degradation that's free. And that, as I understand it, breaks down to formaldehyde, which they use to embalm people. And ethanol, which is drinking alcohol, kind of keeps you from getting some of those effects, but that's not there. So is that the basic mechanism for some of the things that we're talking about, is that free methanol comes into your body as a result of taking aspartame? This is wood alcohol. It can cause blindness and kill you. Is that right?
Absolutely. And they're seeing so much methanol poisoning. Whenever there's an epidemic, the FDA gives an excuse. And in this case, they're seeing all these cases where people are, they're getting the aspartame from many different sources today. And so their excuse is that there's a smidgen of it in hand sanitizer. And people are trying to get a, you know, get a high on it, which is stupidity, since anybody can buy liquor if they want to. So that is really the problem. And it's the FDA admits it's a killer. It will blind you. I mean, I have gotten hundreds of people off of aspartame that were blind, and 90% got their vision back.
Yeah, but on the other hand, you tell of cases of people who have gotten off of it, and then after being offered as little as one diet soda, got back on it because of the addiction aspect of it.
Right. The addiction is terrible. I mean, people have called me and cried about it until finally Dr. Roberts wrote, if you can't immediately get off of it, at least keep lowering it, you know, little by little, until you're finally free of it. And they don't want to suffer the withdrawal symptoms, so they sometimes go back on it. And some of them have admitted, I'm just too addicted. I've tried and I can't get off of it. And then when they find out that they're off. Well, I've had people, for instance, get off of it, and maybe in 2 weeks got their vision back. On the other hand, one of the women we had on TV, it took an entire year to get her vision back. It just kept getting better and better and better. Usually what aspartame does is cause optic neuritis and then macular degeneration, and then they go blind. It's an interesting thing, the way the methanol works. Because usually when you go blind in both eyes, but many of them are blind in one eye, and then eventually, you know, the other eye goes.
Well, but let's get back to this. Aspartame triggers behavioral and psychiatric problems, birth defects, and learning disorders, and one of your sources said that before aspartame, which was the 80s, I believe.
Right.
We didn't even use the terms ADD and ADHD. And I can tell you from my private practice back in those days that wasn't a problem. Nobody knew about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and everything. But it spiked as autism did within 8 or 9 months of aspartame being put on the market, which to me, that suggests that autism and ADD and ADHD are caused by aspartame. What do you think?
Yes, and Dr. Walton did a study on it and showed that it is from the methanol.
Wow. You know, I'm an educator, and I've taught X amount of years, and I've worked with thousands of different kids one-on-one and in the classroom. I don't see tons of kids drinking diet soda. So where are you seeing the most of the aspartame involving that? Like, I don't see autistic children really into the diet soda either. So is it from the pregnancy that it's happening? From where are you seeing that correlation? From what type of use of aspartame?
Well, you say you're talking about one product, but when it's in so many 14,000 products, they may not know that it's in there. For instance, on Google, it says we are now putting Neotame, a stronger version of it. They just scrambled the formula and pork. They're not labeling it. And so when you eat your bacon in the morning, you don't know that you're getting it. And then there was an article that came out and said, now they're putting it in bread. So then that person may be using something like Ritalin, and it's got aspartame in it. So when they think they're getting off of it, they don't. One of the worst products is gum. And I had a long discussion with Dr. Walton. I said, some of them say no aspartame right on the front of the gum. And he says it's in every single gum on the market, whether they say it or not.
Oh, no. Even the sugar gums.
Yes, and this is an interesting thing. Like Juicy Fruit, you would, you know, look at the label. These things have sugar in there. So, for instance, the product I took, it said contains sucrose, sugar. So we didn't look any further. If you've already, you know, everybody says we're trying to avoid sugar. But what they do is add sugar as well. If you've already sweetened it with sugar, why do you have to add two or three other aspartame products like in gum? And that's the worst. Dr. Roberts told me, he says, gum is the worst because it's buccal and it works like nitroglycerin under the tongue, goes straight to the brain. And then it causes all these brain problems like what happened to me. Aspartame toxicity, pontine aspartame toxicity, affecting the brain stem with walking and talking and swallowing. So that's the problem, that they don't know when they eat a piece of bread, they don't know they're using aspartame.
Betty, let's get back to another important point. Dr. Morando Soffritti of the Ramazzini Institute in Italy has done three studies on aspartame, and he calls it a multi-potential carcinogen. The third study projected that a pregnant woman using aspartame could predispose her child to grow up as a cancer victim.
Yeah.
Aspartame produces the deadly brain tumor agent
diketorphine.
And malignancies are now sprouting like mushrooms across America. In the original studies, it triggered uterine, ovarian, pancreatic, thyroid, and testicular tumors. Is it not also responsible for brain tumors like we've seen with Joe Biden's son?
Yes. There was a multitude of astrocytomas and original studies, and a fourth grade astrocytoma is a glioblastoma, which is highly malignant and people don't live very long with it. So for instance, you see Biden, I mean, there's no way he could run a country. He can hardly speak one sentence. So evidently the family was using it. I didn't check out Joe Biden's son had glioblastoma, but you already know that his father has admitted the use of aspartame. And so it's, that was not, let's see, Kennedy used it. Interestingly, Senator Kennedy wrote about how sloppy the aspartame studies were and made all these comments, and yet he used it and it took his life. And another article came out about St. Jude Hospital and how the babies that were born with brain tumors, their mother used aspartame in pregnancy. And it's just, someone wrote that they had checked the cases and they all came from people using aspartame during pregnancy.
Well, I just want to point out that you said that every president since Ronald Reagan has used aspartame and lots of them in Diet Cokes. And I saw a report that our current president is addicted to aspartame. He drinks as many as 15 Diet Cokes a day. And that can give symptoms of dementia like we might be seeing in Joe Biden. It gives symptoms that we might be seeing in the president. But the fact is that it's easy to get addicted to it. And in spite of the fact that you know that it might kill you or something almost as bad, you keep using it. And so what you're doing to try to get this message out to the public, to the world, is very, very important. Aspartame should not be a additive that can be put in anything in our food supply or in our drugs. And we all have to take that to the bank. We can't use it ourselves. We can't let our family use it. We can't let our associates use it. And we ought to be talking to all our legislators, anybody that you can say, we don't want aspartame. Now, it's a money-driven thing. The reason aspartame is in everything that we have is because pharmaceutical companies are making billions of dollars by putting it in there, and they don't care about how many people it kills. They just care about the bottom line. So do your part. Speak up against aspartame. Now, I wanted to get back to my questions, and one of them was that autism started to come on the scene and to rise significantly in the 9 months after it was introduced to the American population. And before that, we didn't have autism. Talk to that for a second.
Yes, it was immediately after. The problem was that Senator Howard Metzenbaum was trying to get congressional hearings, and he just refused to do so until 1985. But the complaints came immediately after it was approved, and so much so that in the Senate it was admitted that the FDA could not contain the symptoms and were referring them to the AIDS hotline. So and not only that, some people complained, well, we had it right before it was released. And that's because the Augusta plant in my state of Georgia was still selling it in 1974 when the FDA told them they couldn't market. They had found all the studies. So it goes back, you know, a long time. And autism just spread as well as ADD. And to let you know that they know about it is, and that they're doing it on purpose, is the fact that what they're giving the kids is Ritalin containing aspartame. And it ended up in such a horror story here in Atlanta, where they said the kids couldn't even pass a test and they put the teachers in jail.
Okay, so then I want to talk about Dr. Olney, and he's studied this and he's talked against putting aspartame out to children. And the drug company said that aspartame would never be allowed for babies or children. But today, it's found in pediatric vitamins, over-the-counter pediatric drugs, and even pediatric prescription drugs. And you also told of a case that you knew of, a SIDS, a sudden infant death syndrome, which was related to aspartame. So, you know, Neil, you talked about the kids not drinking so much pop. Well, if they're getting it in their vitamins, you know.
Oh, that's really a bad thing. You're right. Like the Flintstones vitamins that we used to grow up with, or if they're not buying those natural vitamins at those places, these kids. So you're going to see kids in poor areas win. And Betty, are going to be worse off than the ones that the moms or the families that can afford more whole type foods, more natural things they put in the kids' bodies to keep away from this horrible problems that happen.
Now I want to talk about fertility. There's a lot of infertile women in the country showing up at fertility clinics and everything. Aspartame is an endocrine disrupting chemical which stimulates prolactin, changing the menses in women and causing infertility. If a woman discontinues aspartame and then becomes pregnant and begins to use it again, nevertheless, aspartame is an abortifacient, that means that they kill the baby, and that if the baby is born, a lot of them have birth defects and mental retardation. And fertility clinics are full of women sitting there drinking Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke with aspartame, never realizing why it is that they are there in the infertility clinic. So if you're having a problem with infertility, Betty would suggest, and I would too, that you absolutely get rid of all aspartame out of your diet, out of your medications, and see if you can't have children then.
And it's interesting that in 100% of the cases in 30 years that came to me with that problem, just getting off aspartame produced children for them. And Neil, you're right about vitamins, about Flintstone. In the movie, I was in the movie Sweet Misery of Poison World, and it was followed by a movie, Sweet Remedy. And they show a child that has brain damage, and the only thing that child was using was Flintstone vitamins and just a few that caused the mental retardation and the other problems that the house, you know, that the child had. So it's,
I want to go back, Betty, to the fact that the FDA is corrupt, and the corruption was first shown by when Donald Rumsfeld, the defense secretary, got on their payroll as CEO, and he used his political influence to get aspartame on the market initially. But the FDA is still controlled by Big Pharma, and there's a tie-in there with the coronavirus, and we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, exactly.
But they were corrupt back then, they're still corrupt. And if the FDA is not there to protect the public, then who is? So we got a significant problem there. Now, I wanted to say, talking about autism, that a woman that you know, Betty, went through 3 pregnancies and had 3 autistic children. Then she and her husband had to start working 2 jobs just to care for them. And they did this, and they put money in a trust fund to care for these children when they die. And one child in 88 in the U.S. is believed to have autism or an autism-related type problem. Now, can you see how much money is being spent on autistic children? And that if they took aspartame off the market and we didn't have all these autistic children, how much better society would be in many different ways?
There is an excellent study that basically showed that this is a doctor in the Dominican Republic who called, and he said, we took He said, I changed the menu of 360 children. We were afraid if they drank too much milk, they might get diabetes. So we changed the menu to aspartame juice. And he said the most incredible thing happened before his eyes. He said that if it had been 10%, 20%, 50%, he said, but almost 100% caused the children to have all kinds of behavioral problems. They couldn't think, didn't know what they were doing. And I said, well, doctor, please get them off of it immediately. That's what it does. So nobody would really do a study on 360 children because we know what it'll do to them. But he didn't know and called me back a week later and he said, do you know that when we took them off the aspartame, immediately they all went back to normal? And that's all that it took. And he said, I can't imagine an insidious poison like this being out there in food and drugs, and it explains all the psychiatric and behavioral problems we see in children today. It is everywhere, and the doctors don't know what are we going to do about it. Well, Dr. Roberts published it in his medical text, Aspartame Disease and Ignored Epidemic. But that's what we do. That's why they fight not to get it on the market and to get it off the market, is because every time we get people off of it, they go back to normal. Some of them within 2 weeks, some of them within 60 days. The longest I've seen is a year, like in the case of Mary Riley, who got her, who was completely blind and got her vision back. And it's also in the hypo and hyperthyroidism. Wow. That if you don't do anything, it goes away. So that's the first thing you do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. I mean, just the amount of information. When we have to have another part with Betty, just such great information, Betty. And where can we find information on you and your website and all that stuff? Where can we go?
Okay, www.mpwhi.com. If you get on that website, you will know that there's buttons at the top. Once two of them stand out. One in blue is the hospital report with the chapter on drug interaction to take to the hospital. And the other one is on the doorway website that they hacked down. So everything you want, you will find. And also, I recommend people, if they can't find what they want, is simply to call me. I'm always accessible. My email is bettym19@manspring.com. And if they can't find anything, to give me a call at 770-242-2599. And I'll send it to them. And right now, being Aspartame Awareness Month, we're asking everybody. It affects everybody. You can't just say somebody else is going to do it. But we've asked the International Court of Justice to ask Dr. Stephen Hahn of the FDA to remove it. And especially people living in Maryland, where there is great jurisdiction, is to call the federal judges. If you're a victim, say it almost killed me. It's doing this all over the world. We want you as a judge to write Dr. Stephen Hahn and ask him to take aspartame off the market by administrative order. Petitions have been written all these years, for 30 years, even 12 toxicologists petitioned. Interestingly, Dr. Oney was interested in fetal alcohol syndrome in children. And so with that interest, he was furious about the approval. He insisted that studies be done in his lab where he could oversee it because of the fraud. And he said in every case, it destroyed the brain. And the reason he didn't go further, he said he thought Searle was giving that information to the FDA and there was no way to put it on the market. But Searle did not give him the reports.
Well, we're going to have to end up this segment. We'll come back probably on Wednesday and do another segment. But if you want this white paper report from Betty that I've been going over, and I didn't get to all the bad things, you need to read it because it might be affecting you or your family. Just email me at winn@winhenderson.com and ask for the report and I'll send it to you for free. And go over to my website, tell all your friends to do that, but also even more important is to go to my podcast so they can get these updates on what Betty has to say, plus a lot of other important information on the coronavirus and other things. And it is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N.com, no spaces, no capitals, and get on our mailing list or subscribe to it so that you can get the truth just below the surface.
Wynn, again, great information. Thank you again, Betty. It's stuff to definitely think about. And it's if we can try to figure out a way to uncover what's causing all this and get the FDA to finally release that aspartame is in other foods that they're not showing in different products, we will hopefully end a lot of these issues that we're dealing with and we're fighting with Big Pharma. And that's what this election is about, is Big Pharma. If people don't see this, they really don't get it. And I appreciate you coming by, Betty.
Thank you, Neil.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. All right. That was the Freedom from Addiction segment, Truth Just Below the Surface. Take care, everyone.